Well, good morning. This is a meeting of the Pool and Conduit Commission on Wednesday, June 27th, 10 a.m., 2018, I guess. We're at the Michael J. Lombardi Building at 831 Mass Ave. With us today are Superintendent Streets William Dwyer, City Electrician Stephen Linkowskis, and myself, Nicole Murati-Ferrer. Good morning. Are there any residents here to speak on any of the petitions? So I guess we can start with one. Why don't you come up?
Minutes. We don't have minutes.
No, we're up to date with minutes.
There you go.
I think.
I don't think we. What the right guy?
I guess May. But I didn't bring him down. I can certainly go upstairs when we're done and get him. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Anthony Vadalaro, the Inspector, A-T-A-L-A-R-O, Comcast.
Thank you. And this is the continuation from April 19th for 24 Winter Street. And we had continued this because DPW needed to inspect and view the area. So that happened.
I think the customer was supposed to get in touch with the third pipe because no one had applied for the third pipe.
No one was taking ownership of it.
Yeah, it was Eversource and Comcast. He had already put the pipes in the ground prematurely. So there's a third pipe no one's claimed ownership of. So he was, when mine got approved, I had called him a couple times to get in touch with you or Jay. That was how we left it.
Let's continue one more time. We're doing some work down that area, and that he may be affected by. So we'll be able to make contact. We'll be the aggressor this time. We'll make contact with him and make sure we get that straightened out.
I would think if no one takes ownership, they should at least excavate back a hole and cut and cap it.
That's in my mind what we'll probably have him do. But worst case, if he doesn't get that done, we can. We'll have people in that area that can do it.
Okay.
So we can do one. Continue one more month.
So a motion to continue.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Next one is also Comcast on the continuation as well from April 19th on One Canal Park. And this was also continued to look at a common trench and further conversations with DPW.
So we sent the common trench letter out. It wasn't in time for last month's hearing, but we received no responses back from any of the utilities.
Given that, Public Works doesn't have any issue with this one.
Okay, we were adding a conduit to the city.
We can, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so
1 4-inch?
1 4-inch, yeah. So there'll be a motion to approve with the addition of only city conduit with the typical conditions.
Second.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there someone I should schedule the DPW meeting with?
Definitely go through Jay, and then he'll...
I was going to say he's on vacation for the next 2 weeks.
Yes, he is.
So wait till he comes back?
I contact Timmy Wilcox, probably the next best thing, and he'll probably assign it to Bruno Cattarelli.
Okay.
Or Paul Almeida. Actually, you could probably add Paul Almeida's name to that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Third petition is Comcast. This is a new petition for 10 North Point Boulevard to place a new 4x4 manhole over existing Comcast conduit on North Point Boulevard. A newly placed manhole trench northerly 12 feet to the private property line of 10 North Point Boulevard, installing a 1 4-inch PVC conduit.
That's for the new third EF building?
Yeah. Yep. EF Education.
No
no issues. DPW has no issues with this. We're fine.
Motion to approve typical conditions?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one, also Comcast new petition for 49 Brattle Street from existing Comcast underground cap conduits. Connect and extend 1 4-inch PVC conduit 10 feet in the public way to the basement of 49 Brattle Street. This will include the removal and replacement of two sidewalk panels by the builder previously accepted on August 20th, 2015.
No issues with DPW on this, we're fine with it.
So that is the third one previously installed, is bringing it, continuing it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve, typical conditions?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one, also Comcast, a new petition from Fold 10 on Regent Street, trench westerly 35 feet to the PP line of property, right? Property line?
Property line.
Of 55 Regent Street, installing 1 2-inch PVC conduit in the public way and 1 PP handhole.
Private.
Thank you.
Sorry.
This will include the removal and replacement of 1 sidewalk panel by the contractor.
Public Works has some issues with this one.
Is the developer here for this property?
I didn't see him.
Will he be in contact with you?
I was in contact with him.
Will you be in contact with him after today's meeting?
I can be.
Yeah, could you just ask him, because the all the conduit seems to be installed.
Yeah.
Typical to the one on Winter Street.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to, I don't know if there are any DPW permits or grant locations or mm-hmm. anything else. So we're going to move to continue until we get some more clarification on what went on over there.
Okay.
Okay. And I would also ask him, just passing the message along, that it looks like there's an Eversource conduit also that crossed the street, and I don't know if he should contact Eversource to see if that's the right pole that they went to.
Right.
So, all right, motion to continue?
I think.
If I could just add one thing, Anthony, if you do run into that contractor, owner, developer, mm-hmm. I think you still have my number.
Yes,
he can call me today.
Okay.
We need to get this straightened out, and I'll assign someone to it. If someone hasn't been assigned to it yet, he's probably looking at pulling all that stuff out and redoing it again.
So I can pass your number on?
Yes.
If he doesn't already
have
it?
Yes, I can. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go, Commissioner.
Okay.
That was a motion to continue.
Second.
All
those in favor?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Nope, don't leave Anthony.
You have one more.
What row?
Well,
you have 13 lines down the street.
Oh.
Yeah. Continuation from May 17th. This is also Comcast. For 13 lines down the street. This was continued to obtain some underground option for service because the pole was too congested.
Oh, right. I think we were saying to look into bringing trenching to each individual building directly. So that mainline trench has not started yet. I might back off a couple of these buildings. I might just get to the building on the corner and trench in directly.
Mm-hmm.
So continue while you keep looking at this?
Yeah, please.
Or at least, you know, we're trying to stay away from that pole, or at
least
a handhole or something on the sidewalk that may enter that property, or just stubbed or something.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's a motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anthony, can you sign all of these? You didn't sign them. Thank you. The next one is Cambridge Traffic and Parking and Transportation Department. For the following, Prospect Street, install approximately 25 feet of conduit 4-inch PVC to power a rectangular rapid flashing beacon. Work to take place in front of 216 Prospect Street in the gutter line and sidewalk. Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Sure. Good morning. D-A-N-A-B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, Dana Benjamin.
Yep.
The solar, these communicate back and forth, so you don't need a conduit across the street?
I don't.
So the one across the street will be solar powered and remain solar powered?
Exactly.
But you can't get the sunlight?
No, unfortunately there's a tree canopy in the way, so there's no way we'll get enough power from it.
Right. The one thing I would recommend, you would need to get a Eversource work order. Just to verify the location and if coordinate with them
mm-hmm.
as far as who's punching the manhole. And the meter will go on the pole?
Yes.
And just clarify if they may want a handhold prior to the meter.
Definitely.
So with those conditions and all other conditions, I'd move to approve.
That's fine. Okay.
Second. So the new condition would be to contact Eversource?
Yeah, to coordinate with Eversource as far as manhole location, verify that that is the manhole and who will be doing the punch out.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have to run the conduit unless you use an approved contractor, but that would need to be discussed with Eversource.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And Tracy would be the...
Tracy McDevitt would be the account rep for Cambridge. Yeah. So the motion with those conditions to approve.
Seconded.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I did have another item on the list that didn't seem to make it. Should I just hold off? It was for Harvard Square, Mass Ave.
So then it depends when you submitted it.
Okay.
You submitted it
both together.
Why don't we do something while we're dealing with the other ones? Can you go upstairs and speak to Dana Clark and see if he has it and then bring it down?
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Next one is from Light Tower. This is a continuation from May 17th for Thorndike and Fulkerson Street. And this was continued to look at different ways to get to the location. There were concerns regarding the tree and also the street was paved last year.
Taking your advice and
I'm sorry, could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Ron Rusin, last name R-U-S-I-N.
Go ahead, Mr. Rusin.
After taking your advice and going back to the drawing board, we found an aerial solution which would allow us to tie it, our aerial cable to our existing backbone. That would require us to file, ask your permission and file with power company for pole licenses on the Thorndike Street.
Okay, so you'll go aerial all the way and then
correct.
Down Thorndike Street rather than
digging because of
the tree and other issues and
yes.
the foundations. So you'll still look to petition to dig to the pole.
No.
You won't need any?
No. As I mentioned last time, our customer is Sprint Wireless, and they have an agreement with the property owner. So they have a common conduit, which is going to bring us from pole 37 into the Sprint equipment room. So we so-called meet me point, which from Sprint equipment to the pole 37, so-called meet me point. That's Sprint responsible for that piece of that distance to provide us a pass to the site.
Okay.
So no digging required.
Okay. But you do need to move forward with, so you don't have any attachment rights to any of these poles, so you need to go.
Not at this moment.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we'd move to continue. So you can go ahead and get all your licensing.
Okay.
And I just would want to verify that the existing conduit, who owns that?
It's multiple carriers, so in that room, AT&T and Sprint, and
somebody needs to own it. There has to be an initial owner of that conduit.
So you need something from Sprint indicating that
they own the conduit. Yeah,
they not. It's a private property owned conduit, but they have agreement. They can utilize that conduit to upgrade the equipment or to place a cable in the conduit.
Well, I would look into that because they would, the private property would only own it to the property line. Once it goes into the public way, a utility has to own it.
Okay.
So it's owned by a utility, whether it be Sprint or some other. But with your other licensing that you need to go, at, you know, request, you could just ask that question from that pole who owns that conduit going in. Otherwise, I don't see any issues with the route. So it'll just be a matter of getting your licensing and identifying that conduit.
All right, I'll try to next time to bring agreement, conduit agreement, whether it's from property or from
somebody. It could be Verizon, Comcast, could be Sprint, could be a number of them. But we just need to know that. But that's been.
Can you? Would be satisfied for you if the general letter from Sprint indicated that
they own it.
They have a right to utilize that conduit going from such and such a pole to such and such a location.
If they have rights, sure.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So the motion to continue.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Are you not the representative for the next one?
No.
Okay, thank you.
But thank you for looking at this route and avoiding all that digging.
Thank you. Satisfying.
And the trees and the trees and everything else over there. Very helpful.
Thank you. Thanks, you too. Next petition, also from Lightower Fiber Networks at Pleasant Street Extension, proposing to attach fiber optic infrastructure and wireless equipment to existing 33x10 wooden utility pole along Pleasant Street Extension near Memorial Drive. Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Sure. My name is Richard Zajac. First name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Last name Zajac, Z-A-J-A-C.
J-A-C?
Correct.
Thank you.
Brian Shanley, B-R-I-A-N-S-H-A-N-L-E-Y.
Thank you.
Mike Puccini, last name B-U-P-C-I-N-I.
Thank you.
I didn't see a notification to abutters. Did you make notification to abutters?
Yes, we did.
Was it included in the packet?
Does I have it right here, though?
I think that went. I don't think I. Well, I didn't see from either of the petitions. But it did.
This should be. This particular site. That's what I have to do right on top, actually.
Is this submitted with the application?
The affidavit?
Yeah.
No, the affidavit was completed after the fact, after the notices went out.
Is there any? Are these being fed by fiber, by any?
Correct.
Yeah,
they will be.
And the fiber, is that on the pole existing, or is that something else?
It will be brought to the pole as part of future submittals.
Okay. Is that the power that we were referring to, that we had a question on? How would it be powered?
This one, no. This one here is it's an overhead feed. There's an overhead service currently on that pole. So your route, have you determined your route yet?
Yes, we have done some route determinations for each of the sites.
Okay. If approved, there'd be no meter. It's all flat rate, so you'd have to discuss that with Eversource, as all the other utilities. They go for a flat rate. They don't have any. You don't have any meters on the poles. Okay.
No excavation at all.
Not for the attachments to the poles. There's existing infrastructure, there's attaching equipment to it.
So how much excavation will be needed to fire this thing up?
That will come as part of the future submittals. This is just for the node equipment to the pole itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, good move to continue with, so you need to get move to continue so you can approach the utilities for attachment rights and conduit.
Well, we've actually done that. We've got licenses from Eversource and Verizon, which were included in the initial submittal.
For one pole.
For the pole that we want to attach the equipment to, yes.
But what about the other poles that you're attaching your fiber to in the digging?
That has not been finalized.
Right. Okay. So as a whole, we wouldn't have you install the equipment and not be able to get there.
Okay.
So it's a package, a complete package, so we can see the entire route, make sure we'll look at, if there's any make-ready work, time frame, digging. There's a lot that goes behind just the installation of the equipment on the pole.
So we second that. We'll just continue with it.
Okay, so the motion to continue, the placement of the node is fine. There's no issue with the placement. It's just that we need to move forward to get all your license and all your digging for that particular petition. So motion to continue.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one is also from Light Tower for Douglas Street, proposing to attach fiber optic infrastructure and wireless equipment to existing 30x11 wooden utility pole along Douglas Street. We also need the affidavit on that one. And again, for the record, all the same people.
So this is pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, the same as the applications go. This particular one, I would just, the location could be questionable because there are rises, primary rises on that pole.
Okay.
And that's going to be a question for Eversource, whether they're going to allow you to go on that pole or not. They typically don't allow you to go on a riser pole unless you may need to be changed or whatever it's the first pole in, it's a riser pole with switching on it. So.
Is that, you're talking specifically to the fiber attaching to it or the equipment?
The equipment. Yeah.
We've got licenses from them.
From Eversource?
Yes.
Okay,
so this particular one.
Yeah. I think we just got an application. I don't think we got the actual license, but I would just verify that that's the case when you come back with all your route and all your attachments. Okay?
Continue.
Motion to continue.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Number 11 is also Light Tower Fiber Networks at Columbia Street, proposing to attach fiber optic infrastructure and wireless equipment to existing 37x1 wooden utility pole along Columbia Street near Bishop Allen Drive.
Have you been out there recently with this one? It looks like these pictures are fairly old. There's a 20-something story building going up on this corner.
Okay.
It may interfere with your signaling.
Okay.
I would just verify that also, but we're in the same condition with this as the others, that we're going to continue it for your routing, and I would verify that location is still valid where you're going to have a 20-somewhat story building going up there.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. And that's just coming out of the ground. So a motion to continue.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Next matter is Cambridge Network Solutions at First Street, install 1 4-inch PVC conduit underground from the building at 215 First Street to the building at 245 First Street. The underground installation will be approximately 115 feet in length and cross the public sidewalk as part of the proposed installation.
Good morning. My name is Jeff, J-E-F-F, Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Thank you.
This proposal is to provide fiber optic cable to connect the two buildings. There is a tenant that has space in both of the buildings, and we've tried to look at other options. It's obviously all underground in that area, so the proposal is to excavate from one building to another to allow them to communicate between the two offices.
Your proposal is going to put a manhole in the gutter line off the curb?
Yes, I mean that can change based on field conditions, but after a preliminary review with what the city's going to be doing. I believe there's a sewer separation project that's going on out there where they're going to be tying in to the drain out there and some other stuff. I thought that would be the best area to keep it away from that, but I can move it around.
Why you handhold it all? Why couldn't you just go direct?
Really, it was more for me for expansion down into that area, because then once I'm into that area, if I keep going straight down Anthony M Street, that opens me up into the buildings that are, so the Genzyme building, I think it's the old Genzyme building, and some other buildings, so there's infrastructure that I could connect to. It's really more for future. It doesn't have to be there for this particular project.
So you now feed one of these buildings?
Correct. It's basically through a type 2 circuit, so you buy a circuit from another provider that's in the building, and then we're going to use the dark fiber to connect it to. Our strength of the contract is just to provide the connectivity between the two.
Yeah, I'd rather not. I talk to Public Works, but I would rather not see the handhold. It's something that can be added in the future if you okay. want to expand. Having that type of structure right in the gutter line can be an issue for both yourself and access and many other issues with all the structures that are out there now. Mm-hmm. So I would make a motion to approve without the handle, to
sure.
go direct with typical conditions.
We see it the same way.
Okay.
So I'd second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next one is a continuation from April 19th from Extinet Systems for 14-16 Harrison Avenue.
My name is Cohen, last name is spelled C-O-H-E-N. I'm with Network Billing and Consulting Consultants to Extinet. At that last hearing, the remaining item was the fiber route. And unfortunately, they haven't finish the design, and that's what we would like to have another continuance.
Okay.
What would be the date of that?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it would
the
be
next
July.
Meeting. Okay. All right.
It's usually the third Thursday of July.
Yeah, I believe it's the 26th of July. I should check it.
Yeah. But when you're
okay.
leaving the building, if you go upstairs,
okay.
you can
just
you
wanted
can
to
ask
know.
There.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, it's July 19th.
July 19th. Okay, very good.
Subject to change. No,
of
July,
course.
July 19th. It's a motion to continue.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one is also Extinet Systems. This is a new petition for 1663 Mass Ave, attachment of a small cell wireless facility to jointly owned Eversource Verizon metal guide pole.
Okay. All right, this one's a little bit unusual. Let me just give you the background, and I apologize for this coming down at the last minute. We've had to make a design change. And the reason for that is this pole, it's a metal pole, and it has a guy wire, I think, to the next wood pole. And we found out in discussions with Eversource that they won't allow us to use a metal pole. However, they will allow us to replace it with a wood pole, okay? So I have some plans that are really kind of just conceptual right now that I'd just like to hand to you, so if we can get a little bit of discussion going on it, we can kind of take it from there.
And also for the record,
and again, I apologize for this last minute.
Hold on, because
yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Sorry, Kate, your last name?
R-U-G-M-A-N with Extinet.
R-U-G-M-A-N. Rudman? Thank you.
But anyway, it would need to be a taller pole. I believe it's called a class 4 pole. It's 35 feet in length, about 8 feet of which would be placed below grade.
Why have they said they won't allow you to replace the metal guy pole? Because they have done it in the past and recently.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Did you get?
I didn't get a specific, other than we are not to use that. I don't know if it's that particular.
Crown Castle has a number of them in the city.
Okay.
And they've replaced the guy poles with, and they're actually a lot more
exactly
aesthetically pleasing than a 35-foot wood pole in front of a.
Well, we hope to use that metal pole.
Yeah, I would. I'd like an explanation from them why you can't do the same as another utility.
Right, that was our original plan. Yeah, so yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'd make a motion to continue on it for that reason, and also, I mean, you need to there'd be digging involved. If it is a metal, you have to bring power to it, so that should all be included. Eversource, you'll need a work order from Eversource to go to that location. I don't find an issue with the location, but I would, my opinion, I would find an issue with the wood pole there.
Yeah, understood.
So motion to continue?
Yes. Oh, yes, motion to continue.
Same thing, the July meeting, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay. If you can get the information that you need by then.
Okay.
If you should be able to. Yeah, if you can't get any information, you could just call the office and ask them not to put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Same for the previous one. So if you're not ready by the time that, you know, the July meeting comes around, just give the office a call and then it'll just move
to August then, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so motion to continue.
Second.
All right. Thank you.
And I just I know on the other meeting, again, from XNET, we've reached out about the streetlight attachment agreement to try and find out. Do you know, is there anybody else we should be reaching out to? Or
you mean for the city?
The actual pole,
yeah.
Right, city-owned pole.
Yeah,
we're not getting it. Nobody's responding, so I don't know if there's somebody else we should be.
It's still with the law department,
okay,
city solicitor's office.
We haven't gotten a response at all.
You've made a request to whom? The city solicitor?
Nancy Lawa, the city attorney.
Okay, yeah. We'll circle around with her again. We've been working with them.
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah, we have been with a number of other utilities, like yourself. It'll be a city decision, whether it's through council or through the city manager's office, or whether there's a mechanism. I'm sure there is a mechanism, but there's a lot more that goes involved, you know, as far as leasing and
getting
a lot. Yeah, there's a lot that else that needs to go on, other than just the attachment.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Long story short, no, there hasn't been any final movement on it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been some movement. They've got a lot of information. We've been talking with them and met with them numerous times.
Okay. Would you advise that maybe we just check with you directly in a couple of weeks or something?
Yeah.
That'd be more productive?
Sure. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you can send me an email with a copy of Nancy Glower at the same time. That gives us all a little jolt to keep moving on it.
Okay.
Right, because I think at the last meeting you presented, you know, some of them are the streetlights, so that's why we're just trying
correct.
To get some feedback.
Yeah.
There isn't any as of now.
Okay.
That's
great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next one is NSER. This is a continuation from February 22nd for the Columbia Street project. Good morning. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Susan Barroso, B-A-R-R-O-S-O.
Two R's?
One. Oh, O-S-O. I mean, two
R's. No, one R.
Two R's?
Oh, two R's. Yeah, that's what I was asking, if it was two R's.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like the two R's. I'm like,
I'm sorry, before you go, Anthony, before you go, I forgot.
I'm not leaving.
Okay.
I'll leave right back.
Sorry. And then, Ms. Duffy, I'm not sure if you already said your name, but Jackie Duffy.
Jackie Duffy.
All right.
I think this was continued for a number of reasons.
For a bigger pole, that was one of them, and the developer.
Yeah, the developer, the different pole, the current attachment of the small cell on the pole that you're proposing to go to.
Yeah, so we are proposing to replace the pole with a bigger pole, and the antenna can still go on the top.
So you're not running primary to it?
We are running primary to it.
So the antenna cannot go on the top, that we have to
go to another
redesign
pole.
It, either go to another pole or go lower. They have a lower side mount attachment. But
the node would have to go lower?
The node would have to go, they don't allow it up, you guys don't allow it up. You have your standards of attachments.
What I was told was that the pole's going to be bigger, so there's space for the antenna to go.
Yeah, the space would be down lower.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's Verizon to replace the pole in USM.
Has the owner been in contact with you on this? He hasn't had, there's nothing else come, it's a quite a large building, and he's, I mean, we have communications. I don't know if he's been in contact with anybody else, so I think from the developer, would like to see the full, full package with.
Recommend a continuation still, or move it.
I just inform your customer that we'll continue until we get all information from him.
Do you want him to contact you?
He should contact Verizon or Comcast or get the whole utility package together.
Okay.
Especially on our end, we don't want to keep on. You know, they may want to put it on the same pole or run risers to a different area. We might want to make sure it's done at the same time. So there's a lot of work that. A lot of coordination that we'd like to see prior to just approving this one. So I'd make a motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next one is also NSTAR continuation from April 19th for the MassAv project. This was continued because they're needed to apply first for the installation and how it will be serviced before it can be approved for a dig.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Light Tower.
So it is Light Tower. They're looking to do work out there?
Yes.
So I make a motion to continue this, but I would also, if they're not going to respond, just have a call and remove it from the agenda.
Okay.
This and the next one.
The next one, too, right?
Or Willow Street. They're both the
same.
Yeah. Kind of speculation for you guys to run conduit and then never do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Or not be approved for it. Okay. So for this one and the next one, I move to continue it. And if you don't hear from them, we just appreciate your call upstairs and remove it from next month's agenda. On that meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So skipping ahead to number 18 also for NSTAR. Continuation from May 17th for the Smith Place project. The applicant needed to comply with this the state local licensing.
And this one's for the city that you declined it last month. It's for a parking lot.
Smith Place?
Mm-hmm. This was the parking lot, and we continued it to give them time to comply with the garage flammable licenses, or the flammable licenses.
No, I don't think this is not a city lot. We wish it was. So we continue because of the licensing. Has that licensing been received?
No, we're still waiting for NSTAR to receive their flammable permits.
I'm still waiting for the fire department to call me back.
Have you gone to the fire department?
I called them twice this week. He's not called me back.
Who are you contacting there?
Pedro Gonzalez.
I will continue. I don't foresee you guys starting this anyways in the next 30 days with all the other projects, and I'll have someone in the office upstairs also reach out to the fire department for the flammable.
I sent you an email saying that I've been been in contact with them.
Like I said, I'll have someone in the office contact the fire department.
Motion continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. A question on your risers: is there a minimum size riser on a pole when you leave when they leave a private property? 2 inch, 3 inch, 4 inch?
3 inch or 3.5 is the minimum we can go.
That's the smallest that you require.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because if you do get a, have you seen anything on the previous petition from Comcast for Regent Street? Have you seen a work order?
I just got that guy today.
Yeah, I think he only ran a 2 inch, so I think that whole thing.
He already did the work too, and he thought he was going to be on the agenda today. That's when they called me.
You only put a 2 inch in?
I think I was running around yesterday looking at these, and I believe he only ran a 2 inch across the street.
Okay.
So if it doesn't meet your requirements, I'll let him know that also. It did seem it just caught my eye as it was kind of small. So that whole
I just got the work order today.
Yeah. So if that's I would just make him aware of that, that if it is a 2-inch, that needs to be changed, and also proper permitting through DPW, just as a...
Well, we probably will, yeah. We'll bring it next month if it's,
yeah.
If we're even ready with it.
Yeah, exactly.
He put it in already, the guy did, and then he called me. He thought he was going to be on the agenda today.
Okay, next one's also from NSTAR for the 3rd Street project. Continuation also from May 17th.
This was approved back in April of 2017, so we just had to reapply.
Yeah, it would have expired without written notice. Yep.
So it was already approved.
And the owner is here, I think. You put 249, right?
249.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm with 249, sir. I'm with ownership.
And your name, sir?
I have to be here.
And your name?
Greg Thompson. GREGGTHON.
Thank you.
How far out of the ground are you over there for this? For the...
We're pouring the first floor decks.
So you're how far away before the vault would be ready?
With the vault that's in the property?
Yeah.
The vault has been poured. It's all... Everything's done with it. It's just a matter of getting EverSource stuff. Well, we got to get up through the building, but probably another few months before we get building tight. We don't know that EverSource will come in until we're fully built and closed, you know?
Okay.
But it's well underway.
Okay.
Take your recommendation.
Okay, I don't think it's, it's not you're going to get done in the next month, right? So we'd like to continue this also just to make sure all the paperwork's in order with the previous petition.
Okay.
Make sure it's in order with what?
With the previous petition with the licensing, that was, things will continue from last month. It should be taken care of and shouldn't cause any delay in this, where they're not ready for a few months.
Well, actually, for the duct bank and all of that stuff, we'll start next week on site.
I wasn't aware of that. On site, it's not.
Well, so Rogers, there's two streets, Rogers and Third. So Third is a public street.
Yep.
Rogers is the private street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Third Street, we got French starting a week after next.
Have you met with anybody from DPW on that yet?
On the whole duct bank?
No, yeah, yes. On the excavation at all. You don't have, have you applied?
I know French has.
Rogers is private.
No, I understand that still, but they're gonna need Third Street, otherwise it's...
Yeah, I know, but they can't get out on Third Street till after the 4th, and they got that whole thing going on as far as anything in Third Street.
Has French applied, or has French... Have they applied for a permit, an excavation permit, do you know?
Yes.
They have applied, but they
haven't received. They're on Third Street July 9th.
They're planning to. They're scheduled.
Yes.
I don't think they have a permit yet.
I think they do. Really?
I don't think so. They would need this first. That permit's irrelevant unless they have this. They may not know that, the people who applied for the permit, but that's the case.
So they're doing water connections. Doing
Stuff like that. This particular conduit.
Yeah.
They could have a permit for a water connection.
Yeah, they're doing all of that. Stuff.
Sewer and drain and all that kind of good stuff. But I don't know if they have a permit for this yet.
So I don't think they do.
I don't think Jay would allow them to have a permit. He would have given them a permit for the other utilities, not this.
All right. So we're going to make a motion to approve contingent upon the licensing. Being completed and necessary permits with Public Works.
We probably could. You're going to be the 9th. You're going to be taking.
Excuse me.
The 9th. You're planning to be out there. Is that the Monday after? That's the Monday after the 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had well done.
I mean, so they're doing the water connections. They're doing the sewer connection. They're doing.
No, I understand all that, but just the.
Starting on the 9th.
Okay.
But not to hold up the development.
We can make that. We can. I mean, we can make these things work.
That's fine. Make a motion to approve.
With all typical conditions
and permitting and requirements that we've asked of Eversource.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Contingent upon the confirmation that they have all DPW.
Yeah,
permit.
We need to have. We'll get up to have some kind of a meeting, whether it's on site. Have French come down, contact us.
Okay.
Make sure we have all that type of thing in order. Andrew Bach is the gentleman. He should contact, and Andrew will put that together and get a hold of me when necessary.
Because French told me about this meeting, said that I had to come to the meeting.
I'm sure he was told either by Andrew Bach or Jay Naranjan that somebody had to be here.
Okay.
So that's what, okay. I'm pretty sure that you don't have a permit to install this work. So let's pull that back together again.
So for the next round?
Yeah, have whoever the French rep is or yourself contact Andrew Bach at DPW.
Andrew Bach, okay.
So we can do that, yes. Contingent upon, we'll gather the information, make sure everything's in order, and we'll notify everybody who needs to be notified that everything is in order, and we can move forward with it.
Sounds good.
On that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One quick thing for Eversource. The two items that we need paperwork and grant a location is the emergency on Bent Street that was done on Friday for the school there, right at 6th and Bent.
Anyone think about it?
We talked with Matt Vine. I asked him to make sure we had some stuff burning up there, and he asked for a quick dig.
Emergency at what?
It was the school. I can get you the correct address. It's Bent opposite, right opposite corner where the police station is.
Bent
and 6th, yeah. They had some primary burning up. Took out a few transformers, and they requested a quick dig across the sidewalk. Not a big deal, but we still need the grant allocation to do that work. And the second one was at the corner of Norfolk and Bishop Allen, between the two manholes that was installed.
Didn't you send no one in?
No, you said it was an emergency, right?
Not that. I'm talking two.
Two different ones.
Dent Street was an emergency. Bishop Allen Drive was an install without paperwork.
25 Columbia Street. Work order.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, we did it. We finished all the paperwork. Okay,
we'll meet at the end. If you need any further information, shoot an email.
Okay.
But talk to Matt Vine on both of those. I think he's familiar with both of those. Okay. If you could pass it up the chain, that the issue with the double poles in the city is getting to be a hot item. And with all the work that you're doing in the city, they need to spend a little more time on transfers and double poles. Okay.
Thank you. And then just for Comcast and Eversource, since you're both here all the time, we are probably going to be live with pull and conduit applications online by the next meeting, maybe. If not, certainly by August. It should be less complicated, less questions.
What about drawings?
You would have to attach them. You would submit them as an attachment to the application.
Cool.
But anyways, you will get information. I think last month we confirmed that Jackie is the proper contact for Eversource. I think you confirmed that you would be the proper contact for Comcast. So we'll send out an email with sort of information and instructions and all of that. But it should be happening pretty soon because pull and conduit is the next one to transfer into the electronic system. So just watch out for those emails, please.
All right.
And should we take a quick break? Do you want me to go upstairs and check out the minutes? See if they're ready and we can approve them, or do you just want to confirm them?
Can I just introduce you to Tim Corfo?
Sure.
I won't be.
Okay, back on the record, we have for approval the meeting minutes of April 19th and then May 17th.
Oh, let's do.
Yeah. I would vote to approve?
Yes.
Yes.
And with that, I think we're done today.
Thank you.